Welcome to The Edge Podcast. The Edge is the weekly youth service of Victory Family Center, and our heart is to see this generation encounter Jesus like never before. Now let's check out this week's sermon.
Hey everyone, it's good to be with everyone here tonight. We are so excited to be right here at The Edge. And we are going to take you on a journey of love, okay? So I would recommend that you take notes, other than just singing Taylor Swift songs, okay? Take notes because, you know, they say that people who take notes are more attractive, and so you find someone more attractive, okay? And you can thank us later at your wedding, okay, in years to come. All right, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, okay, so I'm going to share a bit about Esther and I and myself, okay, right? So we met about 20 years ago. 20? 25? 24?
Like when I was a baby?
When you're a baby. No? Okay, let's conceive your age. Eh, no,
conceal.
Conceal your age. Okay. All right. Okay, okay, but we met over 20 years ago and we fell in love. Decided to be together.
No, that's not true.
No, I'm just joking. Okay. But we really like journey through ministry only maybe about 6 years ago, when we really worked together. And then we started dating about 5 years ago, and we got married 4 years ago. In fact, we just celebrated our fourth anniversary on the 29th of Feb 2024. Wow. What a leap of faith, right, that we took. Okay, never mind. If you get it, you get it. All right, so we are in the series of relationships, right? And I thank God that like you are all here joining us today, not in some like Taylor Swift concert. Any Swifties here? Anyone going for a Taylor Swift concert? I know a few of you. I shall not name names, otherwise you'll be embarrassed
it's
here.
It's fun.
All right, but hey, let me tell you, the truth, right, is that Taylor Swift is not a good example.
It's amen. True. It's true.
You know, you know how many public ex-boyfriends she has? Too many. That's right, Jermaine.
It's true.
And your favorite child song is Enchanted. I don't know why. Oh, yo. She has at least 12 publicly known ex. 12. How many of you want to be like her? Oh, Naraya raised his hand. Okay, that's pretty scary. Pam, you probably need to talk to Naraya after this. All right, okay, but you know what? Before that, we want to recap for you the last 2 weeks what we share about. I think the first week, Pastor Yen and Carrie share with us about the foundation of successful relationship, right? That we need to know our worth. What has God caused? Who has God caused to be? You know, the worth that He has given to us, and that's really important because when we find our worth, we know who we are before allowing someone else to come into our life. Now, last week, we have a breakout session. I heard there were very good speakers that share with us different things. But, you know, the key thing is about how to navigate through the different relationship, the different situationship, the different texting ship. And there's so many ship, I'm a bit confused. All right. But talking about how to guard your heart, how to hold standards in your life, and how to have boundaries in your life. So today we're going to jump into the verse, the anchor verse for this entire thing. And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12, because her English is better than mine. She's going to start reading
okay,
for us.
Okay, yes, let's get into the word, shall we? Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
Right. You see, the word here is very clear that, hey, two is better than
one.
Two is better than one, right? And then out here writes that the three braided cord is even better because it's not easily broken. But how many of you know that if you get the wrong person, the wrong other one, it's going to kill you instead of help you? Yes? No? Just imagine like you're supposed to defend the person, but then like the person start backstabbing you or start attacking you. You know, that's not going to be helpful. That's not going to be good. The key principle we're going to learn is to find the right person in the right season. Yes. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 tells us that yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. and he has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to the end. Now, this evening, we're going to share with all of us about stewarding each season, especially with regards to relationship.
And everybody, can you say right person? Right time. All right, so how do we steward each season? And before we give you a couple of pointers, why is it so important to do so? Right? Why is it so important to steward each season? Well, first and foremost, a great relationship is not meant to complete you. It's meant to complement you to fulfill God's purposes. Yep. Amen. Our journey in life doesn't stop at marrying someone, ding, 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 and the wedding bells ring. It doesn't stop there.
Yep.
Okay, it doesn't stop there. The purposes of God will always continue. I remember God, you know, just challenging me and he's saying, hey, relationships are not everything. When I go to heaven, God's not going to say, who did you marry? God's going to say, hey, did you finish all that I've asked you to do? Right? Being in a relationship is not going to fix all of our problems.
Yeah.
Right? And we see everything in the light of eternity. We see everything in the light of purpose. And we realize there's so much more to life than just finding the person to marry. In fact, the best kind of relationships are when two people who know their season, right? So right time and right person. They're secure in who they are. They come together and they continue to serve God's purpose. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 4 says that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. Right? And they can help each other to move forward. Even in Deuteronomy 32 verse 30, the Bible says one man can chase a thousand, two can put 10,000 to flight,
yep.
Right? And it's so important to know your call and your purpose so that you know who you are looking out for, so that at the end of the day, it's about fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. And God's purpose is good. Come on, can you guys say it's good? It's good, right? I remember when I was growing up, I had a few lists. Any ladies out here, you write a list of, you know, what you're looking out for in a husband in time to come, no? Okay, I do. I did. Oh, Frank.
I thought that's like last week's
Are you right?
illustration that you need to have standards in life.
Yeah, standards in life. Yeah.
So no one follow up?
No one did that?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Geraldine, right. Don't be sad.
Okay, so I remember being very clear about what God wanted me to do, right? He had a call for my life to serve my generation, to be in full time. And I remember writing down a couple of lists of who I wanted to marry.
Of course, it's me.
List. Back then, it was just a list.
Okay.
I didn't know it was you.
Okay.
But in that list, you know, I wrote like, okay, if I'm gonna go down this track, I want to marry someone who has a heart for God. Right, I want to marry someone who is hardworking, who has a heart for people. All right, not easily bitter, because I know in ministry sometimes things can get crazy. But this person's just gonna be easily forgive. No, not gonna be easily offended. To work hard, to be responsible. I didn't write this point about being able to sing well. Okay, but I did write that this person needs to be a good worshiper. Very big difference I am experiencing right now. No, I'm kidding. All right, worshiper. And so I wrote all those things down because I knew that if I could find this person and this quality and this characteristic, I knew that I will be able to move forward in everything that God has called me to do. And I'm so happy to say that after 4 years of marriage and being married to Nick, I know I found the right person. You know, I mean, it's just been such a blessing.
After 4 years.
I mean, of course, before we got married, but we've been together with him for 4 years already has been such an amazing blessing. And I know that I can go further and we can be a greater blessing to each other and a greater blessing to our generation.
Yeah.
Come on, who wants to be a blessing to our generation today? Right? And one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000. Right? So it's more than just finding someone in life, but working towards finding someone that can go and serve the purposes of God together.
That's right. And you know, even beside having someone to complement you and not to complete you, we need to know that we are called to live a fulfilled life in every season. Whatever season that we are in, whether we are single, whether we are attached, whether we are married, you know, whether you're someone in studying right now, whether you're in NS, whatever season we are in, we are meant to live the fullest, right? We are supposed to be effective in our season. If you are a student, you need to
study.
Wow, that's right. Very studious. Okay, if you are a student, you need to study, right? If you are in NS, you need to be the best soldier, like, I don't know, Jie Yong. Jie Yong is a good soldier, I think lah, huh? Never talking. Okay, if you are in uni, right, you need to study hard. If you are working, you need to work
hard.
Whatever season we are in, we need to live to the fullest, right? So that who can get glorified? God can be glorified. You know, and it's very important that we don't start comparing our seasons with people's season, right? On social media, or even with our friends, sometimes we can hear of people living in a different season than we are. And we start comparing, right? But once we start comparing, we'll lose the joy of our own season. When we start to rush into another season, we stop enjoying our very season. Now, there are certain times where God asks us to remain in a season for a time being. But we start looking ahead into what's next, right? When we start hearing all our friends getting together with someone special of theirs, you know, we want to look forward to the next season. And if we keep jumping into the next season, you know, we are not really fulfilling that season that God has placed us in. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 talks about that there is, for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest. Now, if we keep rushing into our next season, you know what we are rushing to? We are rushing to death. Oh, because that's the final season that you can have, right? Now, what we should be doing is to live that season that we are in to the fullest. We are called to steward the season that we are in. Not just live by that feeling that we have. Not that we might be excited for the next season, but we don't just want to go into the next season very quickly, but we want to take care of that season that God have caused to be in.
Yeah, and I just want to add on like a couple of points to it, you know, because we live in an instant generation, right? And sometimes we feel like, oh, I want to get that into that relationship right now. And I have all these feelings about this person. And sometimes we think, oh, immediately I can step into it. But the thing about seasons is that there are processes. There is a transition to it. There's a way to approach it that is wise and it's helpful for us to find that right person, to find, you know, a fulfillment in whatever season God has called us to. And so it's not just something that we live and then we see, you know, no one posts their breakup stories on Instagram most of the time what you see on Instagram is, oh, I got together with someone, or, you know, someone got together with this, and it's a really happy thing, but it's not everything. Right? And I don't want to rush into that. I want to know what God is saying, who God is speaking to me, what season am I in to live fulfilled and to be guided by Him. All right? So what do we need to do right now to do that? Some practical things, even as we round up. And don't worry, Nick will share his story in just a bit. Okay? But we need to be secure in every season. We need to know who we are. I like what Sherman mentioned just now at the altar, at the response of worship. He said, like, hey, God has given us an identity. Yeah. And even last week, we learned about our worth and our value, yeah, right? That we are loved, that we are children of God. That I don't need to wait for someone to let me know that. I don't need to wait for someone to come and tell me that. What God says is good enough. Yeah. If He says I'm good enough, I'm good enough, all right? You are worth it, girl. All right, you are worth it, whoever you may be. We are children of God. We are loved. He knows the hairs on our heads. You know, and some of us here, maybe we step in and maybe we have trust issues with God. You know, I believe that even today in this place, God wants to come and wants to assure us of how much we are loved by Him. That when we are secured in His love, I won't need to fear if I'm not going to find someone. I won't need to fear of what but other people may think about me. That I am secure in who God has called me to be. And I can walk out with that confidence. You know, there's just something attractive about the characteristic of confidence, right? Knowing who you are, knowing that you are loved by God, not fearing about anything else in this world. And that's one of the most important things I believe that all of us need to know, that we need to receive that into our hearts, that we need to be secure in every season. Yeah. All right. The second thing we need to be secure in is to know what God has called you to do, what God's purpose is for your life. Who here says that, hey, you know, I'm still asking God to show me what He wants me to do? Come on, give me a wave. Give me a wave. It's okay. It's fine. It's part of the journey that we take. All right. And it's so important actually to know what God has called you to do. I really believe even before you step into any kind of relationship, you know, or next season of your life, right? Proverbs 16 verse 9, it says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Yeah. Okay, we can make all these plans. By 18 years old, I'm going to get my, I'm going to find someone, you know, by 20, I'm going to get married, 25, I'm going to have a job and have kids. You know, I used to have that plans and God just wiped everything away. Okay, He just, because God has a bigger plan. All right, I remember as I was growing up, I had like, you know, these milestones that I wanted to hit. And I remember even being in a situation where I had this crush on this person. Okay, It happens, all right? It's okay to like someone. It's perfectly fine. And I remember telling my leader about it, and it was not Nick, all right? It's not someone from church here, too. But I remember having...
That's not good.
Don't worry. All right, so it happened, and I was very clear, even in that season, of what I knew God called me to do. Okay, I was very clear about that. But I wasn't so sure about this potential relationship or this crush that I had. And of course, shared my leader. And so I was asking God for clarity. I was saying, God, what should I do? You know, what should I do about this relationship? Right? And I remember Him saying this. He said, like, Esther, the most important thing you need to do right now is to pursue the call of God for your life. Yeah. You know, and He didn't really give me any kind of like stuff about what to do for the relationship. But I decided to make the call of God everything, all right, in my life. And from then on, there was clarity of what to do, even as I approached that situation, right? That suddenly my feelings were not as important as the call of God. And my goodness, thank God for His wisdom.
Thank God.
Right? If it wasn't for His wisdom, I may not be here today. All right, I may not be standing in front of you with you guys. I mean, standing next to Nick,
That's right?
Because of the clarity of the call of God for my life, and He pointed me back. God pointed me back to that. My leaders helped me along the way, and it was such wise advice. I'm so grateful to God for that. And it's so important to be secure in every season to know what God has called you to do. You know, guys, I want to address. You know, girls love it when they find someone who knows where they are going. They love it. I love it. All right. When we met, we both kind of knew already where we were headed to. And it was so amazing. It was so quick or so fast. You're going to share it in just a bit. But man, it's such a beautiful thing to know who God has called you to be, where you're going. And it's just a beautiful love story that God writes.
That's right. But we still don't know where to go for dinner half the time.
Yeah, constantly.
It's okay, lah. Huh? Okay. So, you know, even as what Esther shared, know what God has called you to do. That's really an important thing that we all need to catch hold to be secure even in our season. You know, but what we really need to do here is to be aware of what season God has called us to be in. Now, if we're not asking Him, if we're not even clear, you know, what season God has called us to be in, how can we be clear and be sure of what He is wanting us to do? Now, in fact, there's no safer place than to be in the season where God has called us to be in, right? Just now I was mentioning that like that there was a season in my life where all my friends were getting attached left, right, and center. Now, Esther, in case you all do not know, Esther growing up was an angel.
Angel 123 at hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's right. That's her email address.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Your youth pastor's email address was shyangel95@hotmail.com. Now she's turning shy. Okay, so she's really an angel. Okay, but on the flip side, I wasn't so much of an injure. Okay, so I go through secondary school getting like, I don't know, public caning 3 times, got suspended from school. I was not stupid enough to get expelled, thank God. But also on the relationship end, I was always getting in and out of
situationships.
That's right. Situationships, right? But I remembering encountering God, and God told me like, "Hey, you need to like end this relationship and focus on me." And so I did that. And then he challenged me that for the next season of my life, he never said how long. He said, for the next season of your life, you need to focus on doing what I ask you to do. And I was like, wow, what does that mean, God? You know, that very season, I was about 24, 25. And that's when all my friends, like all my young adult friends, started to get into relationship. Like this person get together, that person get together. And very instantly, right, the natural part of me start to compare. Wow, everybody is getting into relationship. Everyone is on social media. They are with this person, that person. And the truth is that I was a bit envy lah. I was like, wow, I also need to get into relationship. God, you say correctly or not? You know, but I the word of God was very clear to me, is that I have to stay single for a season of my life. And so I started to say, okay, God, I commit this to you. You know, even as I commit it to Him, there was just clarity all around. There was peace all around. You know, I was very sure of where God has called me to. And so when I start seeing all those posts online, people telling me, oh, I met this special girl, I met this special person. You know, it affected me less and less and less. And to a point where I just, oh, okay, good for you. God bless, haha. You know, I literally like, I was happy for them, but I don't really care because I'm focused in my own season. Now, that caused me to be effective to do what I need to do. In fact, when I was called to join full-time, I was very clear that was where God directed me. You know, I started my full-time journey. And fast forward about 2 years later, you know, God spoke to me about Esther. But He said, okay, no, talk to me about her, but I don't need to pursue her yet. So I'm like, wow, that's so confusing, God. It took me about 3 years before I really dared to talk to her and tell my leader about her. You know, but you know what I really want to encourage all of us is that besides knowing our season, we need to account to people about our season. Because they can keep you in check. They can keep you accountable. They can encourage you through the different seasons. Hey, what is that season that God is calling you into right now? Don't hold it back to yourself, but share with someone that can keep you accountable, that can keep you in check, that can encourage you even as you're going through that season. Now, remember, after sharing with Pastor Jeremy about Esther, it was only after 5 years of since God spoke to me where, I dared to ask her out. I came back from the mission field. My season then was very clearly ended.
Mission field, okay?
That's right.
What makes a man? The mission field.
That's right. Now is mission season. Sign up for missions at vfc.org/missions. All right. okay, but the point is that in July 2018, God spoke to me and God spoke to her. So she finally opened up her eyes about me. And I opened up my eyes about her. So I finally dared to like, okay, God, you've spoken this time. So I chased her. Chased about 4 months. And then on the 24th of December 2018, I asked her, will you be my girlfriend? She say,
yes.
Yes. That's not how she say. She say, Then I say, what is Can you say yes or no? Then she say, oh, you're so fierce. Yes, like yes. Okay, that's what happened at PS Cafe.
Yes, PS
okay.
Cafe.
So we got together. In October 2019, I proposed to her. I kneeled down. I asked, will you marry me? Her reaction was, wow, the ring's so nice. My reaction is, so yes or no? Yes, ah. Then she said, yes, ah, yes, lah. So you can see our relationship is very cute, lah. Okay, so proposed to her in October. We got married 5 months later. And it was very clear, you know, God spoke to us about when to get married. Because thank God we got married on 29 February 2020, because right after that, the whole world got shut down. So we managed to go on our honeymoon in Europe, enjoy ourselves before we got locked up with each other in...
And the honeymoon continued.
And the honeymoon continued. That's right. Okay, so that's how we actually got together. Okay. That's right.
Yes. Yes, and you know, God, there's so much peace, I think, in the whole journey, because we were both in the right time and at the right place of our lives. And it was a very, very easy thing to step into, and even just like our own, you know, even compared to Nick has shared with me before, like past relationships, this is just a whole different level because we knew and we were secure in that season. Yeah. So what do we do as we move forward and even as we get the worship team to come really quickly? All right, we need to seek God in every season. How do we know what season to be in? We need to seek God in every season. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God above all else. Yeah. Right? What do we pursue after? We pursue after His direction. Right? Where and how do I do this, God? Is this the right time? How do I move forward with this? Is this the right person? Is this the right season that I'm supposed to be in? When, who, or if ever? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. What season am I in? All right, we also need to pursue the wisdom of God, right? How do I steward, maybe in the season of singlehood, right? How do I steward that? How do I guard my heart? How do I prevent from getting into situationships that I face around? How do I help someone else guard their heart in the process and in the journey, right? How do I be wise about this? How do I tell someone about this? How do I not go about making a decision not out of fear or not out of feeling, right? But out of faith. Hey, God is invested into relationships. Yeah. We shouldn't be scared about it. He made us for someone significant, someone other. He's invested into that. But we should never approach something with fear or too much of that feeling to the point that we let fear or feeling guide our decision for what that relationship should be like, yeah. Right? And so we need to pursue God's direction and to pursue God's wisdom.
You know, last but not least, to seek God in every season, we need to learn to pursue God's presence. We need to learn to pursue the presence of God in every single season of our life. You know, that's really important, because when we are in the presence of God, when we really focus on that relationship we have with Christ, you know, that can help us to know who we are. Now, if God cannot even satisfy us, the truth is that no one on earth is going to satisfy you. No one on earth is going to complete you. No one on earth is going to compliment you. You're going to go from relationship to relationship, trying to look for something that you cannot truly find. But as we seek the presence of God, we learn the word of God. We know what God say about us. We know the worth that God have given to us. Now, 2 weeks ago, we talked about worth. Now, as we seek the presence of God, He will tell you who you are, in what season, what is the word that He's giving to you. Psalms 37 verse 4 tells us, take delight in the Lord and He will give you your heart's desire. You know, as we learn to take delight in the Lord, as we learn to seek after God, He will give you the desires of your heart accordingly. Now, if God can fill us, we learn to know who we truly are. Because if you do not know who you are, if you do not know what God has called you to be, you know what will happen when you try to get together with somebody? You will become somebody you're not. Most often, you'll become somebody to fit that person's criteria, that person's list, that unachievable like standard. Because that's not who you are. And you try to be that person. But if we know what God have called us to be, if we are clear about the season that we are in, we can truly find our confidence in God alone.
And that's it for this week. We hope you've been inspired and challenged to reach your generation for Jesus. Do check out www.theedge.org for more information, updates, and resources.